The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Mishpatim. In Parshas Mishpatim, in Shmeis Chof Beis, Pasuk Chof Dalet. Im Kesiv Talve Es Ami Es Ani Imoch. If you lend money to my people, to the poor who are with you, Lo Siele Kenosha, you shall not be to him an oppressor, which means that you shall not press him to repay it if you know that he doesn't have it. Leisesimon Olav Neshech. Also, you shall not charge him interest. Now we are speaking here in this posuk of three mitzvahs. First of all, the mitzvah of halvah, im kesel talves ami, that you should lend money to my people. Secondly, a mitzvah of leisia, that's a mitzvah asay. Secondly, a mitzvah leisase, a negative commandment, leisia lekenoshe, that you shall not be to him an oppressor. Thirdly, another mitzvah leisaseh, another negative commandment, leisesimon olav neshech, you shall not place upon him interest. The Mechilta on this posuk, Parsha Yutes, Simon Kuf Pei Beis, states, im kesev talve es ami, if you lend money to my people, which would seem, it's not obligatory. If you do, you shall not oppress him and you shall not charge interest. Mechilta states that Bishmol Eimer, Bishmol says, "Kol im ve'im shebetorah reshus." Every time it states "im if" in the Torah, this means it's optional. Chutz mizeh ve'etchnayim. With this is an exception to that rule, and two other places also are exceptions. Here it does not mean optional, if, but it means an obligation that you shall lend him. What are the other two? Im takriv minchas bikurim chova. It says if you will bring a mincha, a meal offering of the first fruits, there also it's not optional; it's obligatory. Ataim acheva inel reshus tamar lema takriv res minchas bikurecha cheva vle reshus ki yitzibov im mizbeach avonim taseli. Another place it states if you will make an altar for me, you shall make it out of stones. There also, it's obligatory. Chova to eime cheve ein el reshus kishoymer avonim shleimas tivne cheve vele reshus. Afkana to omer im kesev talve cheve vele reshus. Here also, this is an obligation and not optional. How do we know this? Because in another part of the Torah, this mitzvah is repeated. In Parshas Re'eh, Perek Tes Vov, Posuk Zayin, states, Ki yevecho evyon ma'achar achecho ba'achar shorecho, that when there will be a poor man amongst your brethren, in one of your gates, in your land, which Hashem shall give to you, you shall not harden your heart to him, and you shall not close your hand to him. You shall open your hand to him. Now this is referring to the mitzvah of stoko. Stoko is not lending. Stoko is where you give outright to the person. But then it states, Vahave taviteno. Nahavet tavitenu means to lend him. So we see it speaking about both. Rashi there explains, you shall give him a gift. Im leirotze b'matono, if he does not want to accept the gift, then tein le b'halvo, give him a loan. So we see it speaking about both things, and it states there, loshen sivui, as an obligation, im tavitenu, Tahave Tavitenu, de Maxere Maxere Ashe Yaksale. that you shall lend him what it is, what is needed for him. Rashi says on this mitzvah, he brings the mechilta, and then he brings es ami, you shall lend to my nation, to my people. So he brings your nation, your people should get priority. If it's a question of lending to someone who is from your nation or someone who is not from your nation, you shall get priority. It says to the poor. It's a mitzvah also to lend to wealthy. This way it's different than stocker. Stocker is a mitzvah only to the poor, while lending is to anyone who needs, and many times wealthy also need money for certain things. So it's also a mitzvah, but since it states as a oni imach, the oni, the poor, has priority. Then it states to the poor man who is with you, amongst you, aniye irchav, aniye iracheres, aniye irchav kovni. Priority goes to the poor who live amongst you before the poor who are from other places. We'll make mention of this in a few minutes from the Gemara. Leis tiele kinoshe, you shall not be an oppressor. Rashi brings, le titfenu b'chazoko, you shall not force him to pay. Imato yodea she'en lei, if you know that he doesn't have, al tiedei ma'alov kil hilviso, then you should make off like you didn't even lend him money. You shouldn't be like a person who's lent him money, but you should act like a person who never even lent him money. Play malei tachli mehu, you shall not shame him. Then there's the third mitzvah we mentioned, and that's the mitzvah of ribbis, and that's called neshech. Neshech means the bite of the serpent. Ribbis shehu kineshichas nochosh, interest is like the bite of the serpent. When a serpent bites a person, it's a small bite. It's not like a big animal that, heaven forbid, tears the person. It's a small bite, and it usually bites him in the extremity of the body, usually the foot. So it's a small bite in the foot. And if we would look at the injury, it, from the perspective of just seeing what he did, it's very small. Pisom who mevatzveis v'nefeach at kotkei, but all of a sudden, after given a little time, it will become infected, and it will affect him all the way to his mind, to his brain. Kach ribis ein margish ve'ein nikar. Interest looks like something very good. You only have to pay a little amount every month. Not bad. But until the end, it comes out that it has made a great damage to him financially. Therefore, this ribis is called neshech. Let's speak about these mitzvahs today a little more. In regards to the first mitzvah, the mitzvah of halvor, according to what we've just learned, there's actually a number of great mitzvahs then when you lend someone money. First of all, you have the reward of a mitzvah that says gemilas chesed. This is a chesed, the great chesed, the act of kindliness. And the mitzvah of chesed has two sources in the Torah, like we've mentioned many times. One source for the posuk, the halach to be drochov, that you shall walk in the ways of the Almighty. Mahu chanun afatochanun, mahu rachum afatorachum. It's a mitzvah to emulate the deeds of the Almighty. He gives, you shall give. He helps the poor, you shall help the poor. Secondly, there's another source for the mitzvah of chesed. Halach to be drochov is a is a mitzvah keleles. It's an all-encompassing mitzvah. It encompasses many different acts. But there's another mokor, another source that the Gemara learns out specifically to the mitzvah of chesed. And that's a pasuk from last week's parsha in the beginning of Yisro, where it states, "Behidato lehem es haderech yelchubo," that you shall teach them the derech in which to go, the way in which to go. Which way? So the Gemara says in Baba Metzia, Daf Lamed, and in Baba Kama Daf Kuf, if the Torah says the way in which to go, this must refer to the way which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Abraham, Abraham's way. In Parshas Vayera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Abraham, "Ki yedati v'leman asher yitzav es bono ves beise achro v'shomru derech Hashem." I know, I have brought you close to me because I know that you will command your sons. He will command his sons and his household after him that they will guard the derech Hashem, the way of Hashem. Lase stokol mishpot, to do stokol mishpot. So therefore, when it states the derech, reidat lehem aderech yechu bo, that you shall teach them the way. Meisha was to teach the people the way to walk. This refers to the derech that Abraham walked in. Abraham was the great amud hachesed, the great pillar of loving kindliness. Then, besides the mitzvah of chesed, there's the mitzvah's essay, the specific mitzvah's essay of halvor, to lend. This is a mitzvah's essay in its own right, like we learned here. In kesev talve es ami. This is counted as its own mitzvah's essay. And we'll see in a few minutes, Rambam and Shulchan Aruch bring this as a mitzvah's essay. So, therefore, when one lends money, he's fulfilling these great mitzvahs. The Chofetz Chaim in his Sefer Avas Chesed in the Psicho goes through these mitzvahs that we just mentioned. From the Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Zayin of Matnas Aniyim, it seems also that he holds that to lend someone money is also Bechlal, the mitzvah's essay of Tzedakah. You also have the positive commandment of Tzedakah. Even though Tzedakah is where you give someone money outright, and when you lend him, he has to give it back to you, so why should that be considered Tzedakah? Perhaps his reasoning is because you are giving him something. Because if you didn't give him the money, then the money would be by you and you could do something with it. Money has value. It has earning power. And now you are giving up that earning power and you are giving, that's yours, and you're giving it to him. And you're not charging him for that earning power. That's what the Gemara brings all the time in Perek Ezo Neshech, Nimtso Shema'esov Betelesh. That when you give your money away, your money becomes bottled, your money is idle and cannot earn, and that you're giving to a person when you give him an interest-free loan. So perhaps that's why the Rambam also includes this in the mitzvah of Tzedakah. Now, we're talking about very, very great mitzvahs here. We've given long shurim on these principles at other times, so we won't go into it now. But chesed, olam chesed yibonah. That the world stands on the pillar of chesed. And it states this was the whole motivation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the world, because he wanted to do chesed, he wanted to do kindliness to the people. Otherwise there was no purpose in him creating the world. In Tzedakah, the Rambam writes, in Perek Tes of Matnas Aniyim, he says, in Perek Yud, Perek Yud of Matnas Aniyim. He writes, Hayovin onu lizoya b'mitzvah stoka yosem mikol mitzvah esay. That a Jew has to be more careful with the mitzvah of stoka more than any other positive commandment in the Torah. Now that's quite a statement. Because there's tefillin, there's krishma, there's matzah, there's lulav esrog, tzitzis, there's tefillah. We have Ramach mitzvahs essays, 248 mitzvahs essays, positive commandments. And the Rambam says a Jew must be more careful with the mitzvah of stokah more than any other mitzvahs essay. Shehat stokah simen litzadik zera Avraham Avinu, because not only is stokah of the greatest mitzvahs essays, positive commandments, but also it's the hallmark of a Jew. It's a hallmark of the seed of Abraham. He writes, Abraham is the one who taught the world how to give tzedakah. And that quotes the pasuk we just brought. Kodesh Baruch Hu said that the reason why are we Jews? Because we are the seed of Abraham. And what was so special about Abraham? HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him close and made a special nation from him. And why? He said, because he will be Metzavis Bonov Lase Stoko Mishpot. He will command his children to follow his ways to do Stoko. And then the Rambam goes on and on in this. So, here we're talking of the mitzvah of Chesed, the mitzvah's essay of Halva, to lend, and the mitzvah of Stoko. So we're talking about very, very great mitzvahs. Now, there's another aspect. In Parshas Bahar, that's in Vayikra Chofei Posuk Lamedhei. Vayikra Chofei Posuk Lamedhei. The Torah tells us another aspect. When your brother will wax poor, umoto yodai imoch, and he will fall, exactly strengthen him, ger v'seishov, whether he's a stranger or he's amongst you, v'chai imoch, and give him life, let him live with you. What is this speaking about? So the Gemara explains, this is speaking about a person who's falling. Financially, he's falling. You should help him that he should not fall. Do not let him fall. Because once someone falls, then it's very difficult to raise him up again. But strengthen him before he falls. What is this an example of? There's a great burden on a donkey and it starts to fall. One person can come along, straighten it out and fix it. But once the donkey falls, or the burden falls, the donkey falls with the burden, it's going to take five people, and they'll still have difficulty raising him up. Give him money, but do not charge him interest. You shall fear your God. Let him live, give him life with you. Do not give him your money with interest. Do not give him your food with interest. I am the Lord your God that has taken you out of Egypt to give you the land of Canaan, to be for you a God, your God. This is interesting because once a person told me that this is the view of the secular world, that if a person is falling and he's going bankrupt, don't give him money now, because it'll all be lost. Wait till he falls. After he's fallen, then give him money. See? This perhaps might be the secular perspective. This is not the Torah perspective. Now, this is also speaking about the mitzvah of halvah, to lend him money. And this is called the mitzvah of exactive, to strengthen him that he should not fall. Now there's something special about this mitzvah. The Rambam, in the chapter, in the perek that we quoted before, perek Yud, the Matnas Anim, he learns that this is one of the mitzvahs of tzedakah. It's not a separate mitzvah by itself. But he learns that this is the greatest level of tzedakah. In Halacha Zayin, he says, Shmeina Mailas Yesh Bitztokah Zula Malamizu. There are 8 levels of giving tzedakah. Maila Gedele Shein Lamala Mimeno. The greatest level of tzedakah, which there is nothing greater, Ze Hamachzik Biyad Yisrael Shemoch. That's to strengthen a Jew that is falling. V'neisen le'matona o halvo, you give him an outright grant or a loan, o ose imei shutfis, or you take him in as a partner in a business deal, o mamtzi le'malocha, or you send some work his way, kedei lechazik es yodai, achele yitztarach lebriyes lishol, in order to strengthen his hand, in order that he shall not have to come on to tztoka. Al ze ne'amar v'akzakti by ger v'toshav v'chai imoch. Then he quotes what we just, the posuk, we just said, that when someone is falling, strengthen him so he shall not fall, and give him life. Hakseg bay achele yipal v'yitztarech. He lists the 8 levels of tztoka. And the greatest, he says, is this level. Because why? Because here you're creating a situation where he will not have to come on to tzedakah. If you will not help him, then, heaven forbid, he'll have to ask for money. Here, you're strengthening him before he falls. Now he can be on his own. Chofetz Chaim, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in his Sefer Chofetz Chaim and Loshon Hora, in a Psicha to Mitzvah's essay, Siv Dalet, in his Pirish Ber Maim Chaim, then he brings that the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Tezayin, counts this as a separate mitzvah. In other words, there are 2 mitzvahs of lending money. One, to lend money to someone who needs. There's a special mitzvah to lend money if you can save someone, that person, from bankruptcy. That's a special mitzvah. The Rambam counts that amongst the regular mitzvahs of lending money and of tzedakah, but nevertheless, all are in agreement, this is the highest level. So therefore, someone lends money to someone else, not only does he have the mitzvah of Gemilas Chesed, and not only does he have the mitzvah of Halvor, and also of Tzedakah, but if it's to save someone from falling totally, he has this mitzvah of Exacto, whether it's a separate mitzvah or it's the same mitzvah, which is the highest level. An interesting note on this is that the Chofetz Chaim brings, where we just quoted in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, this is something that we all have to be very careful in. He says, Lefize, according to this, someone who says Loshon Hora, or Rechilus, see, someone who says something bad about another person, or Rechilis is where he says something which creates Machlekes. And the type of talk damages the person's ability to earn money. It damages his business, it damages his profession, it damages whatever he might be doing to earn a livelihood. And this causes a great loss to him, to the point where the person now, he lost his job, or he has to struggle now. He's fallen. But he gives various examples. He says, for example, if he says on this person that he's not trustworthy, so now nobody will hire him, or he's not a good Baal Melacha, he cannot do his profession well, and so forth. Then he transgresses this mitzvah essay of Hakzaktobay. In other words, we can see how grave the circumstances are. The Torah says that if you help someone in such a situation, this is the highest level of the mitzvah of tzedakah. If you cause someone, heaven forbid, to fall into this situation, then you transgress this mitzvah, your aver, this mitzvah. He says, if the Torah commanded us to help this person, al achas kama v'kama de mitzuvin onu shalei ligraim leishi yo avad michiyose. So how much more so must we be careful that we shall not cause him a loss. And this is very, very important, because people, many, unfortunately, treat their mouths as hefker. They exercise no discipline over their mouths, over their words, and they do not realize what words can do. When you say something about other people, to you it might mean nothing, but to them it can mean a job, it can mean a livelihood, it can mean the loss of money. And it goes into very, very great isurim, great prohibitions, just opposite of these mitzvahs. Now, a few details in this mitzvah, and that of lending, the Rambam brings in the beginning of Hilchas Balga Veleva. Mitzvah esei lahalvis la'oni Yisrael, la'niye Yisrael. It's a positive commandment to lend to the poor of Israel, as it states in Kesev Talves Ami es ha'oni imoch. Yochel Rishus, would we say this is optional? Talmud Leimar havi taviteno. No, this is an obligation, and he quotes the pasuk from Re'eh. U'mitzvah zug deile min atztoka, ela oni asheil. He says this mitzvah, to lend, is a greater mitzvah than to give a poor man that is asking. Why? Shezek far nitzrach l'sheil v'zei dain le'igil l'midazu. Because by lending to someone, again, similar to what we said before, you are preventing him from being in circumstances where he's going to have to ask. Vatera ikpido al mishi mona melavis loni. And the Torah was very much against those who refused to lend from their money. As it states, your eye shall not be evil when you look at your brother, the poor, and you want to withhold your funds from him. Another interesting note, the Chofetz Chaim says that this mitzvah is also when you lend not only money, but if you lend other things to a person who needs it. See, firstly, like we said before, this is bein b'oni, bein b'osher. This is both with a poor and a wealthy man. But if a person comes and he needs something, he needs a particular book, he needs a sefer, he needs a certain type of instrument from you, if you lend it to him, that's also included in this mitzvah. The Gemara brings
in Perekezu Neshech, and this is what Rashi quoted. In Perekezu Neshech, I think there's a bonus here. Daf Ein Aleph, thank you. Reish Omer Aleph. What it brings as follows. Tony Rabbi Yosef, Im Kesef Talves Ami, Esoni Imach. When you lend money to my people, Hashem said, to the poor who lives amongst you. Why does he say my people? Because Ami Nochri Ami Kodim. Because if it's a question to lend from someone from my people or someone who's not from my people, no, my people first. Oni V'Osher Oni Kodim. If it's a question to lend to the poor or the wealthy, first the poor. Aniye irecho, aniye iracheres, the poor of your city or the poor of another city, it says, oni imoch, the oni which lives amongst you, aniye irecho kodmin. So the poor who live amongst you must have first priority. The Rambam brings this halacha in Matnasanim Perek Zayin, halacha Yud Gimel. And this is halacha I'm often asked. He says as follows: Oni shehu krevei, a poor man who's a relative of yours, kodim lechol odom, he must receive priority before anyone else when it comes to lending money or giving of tzedakah. Ani yebeisei kedmin ani irei. So your family comes first. We're referring to members of the family who are poor, who are in need of money. You must give to them first. Next, ani yebeisei. If you have poor people who are working for you in your house, they take priority over other poor. And the poor of your city takes priority of the poor that are coming from other cities. And the sources for this is in the Pasuk in our Parsha. The second mitzvah that's in this parsha, in this posuk, is leisiyah leikenesha, that you should not be an oppressor to him. The Rambam on this writes as follows. This is in the beginning of Hilchos Malva V'Leiva, Halacha Beis and Gimel. Kol ha'neges ha'oni. Whoever oppresses the poor for money which he lent him, and he knows that he doesn't have money to pay him back, he transgresses a negative commandment. As it states that you shall not be an oppressor to him. Then he says, so careful one must be that the lender should try to avoid meeting the borrower at any time and any place when he knows that he does not have money to pay back his loan. The loan is due and he doesn't have money. The lender should not be in the presence of the borrower if he can help it, because he's embarrassing the borrower, because the borrower owns the money and meanwhile he can't pay it. Even to pass by him, even though he doesn't ask him for the money, and certainly he shouldn't ask him for the money if he knows that he doesn't have it. Now, just like he is forbidden to ask for the money in such circumstances. Kach osu leleva lichvesh mamon chaveri shebiyode. So is there a great prohibition, a great isher on the borrower to who has money to withhold the money that he owes. Veleimalei lech b'shuv u'shi eshle. And he keeps deferring the payment of the loan. Shenema al teimalei reacha lech b'shuv. You should not say to the man that you owe money, go and I'll pay you some other time if you have the money. The same thing, if just like there are great responsibilities on a person to lend money, there is great responsibility on the person to borrow, who borrows. He is not allowed to, that when he borrows, to waste the money and to spend it for things that he shouldn't spend it on. And then when the lender comes for the money, he hasn't got it to repay it. And after Pisha Mal Osher Godel, and even if the lender is a wealthy man, he shouldn't say, look, the lender has plenty of money and he's not going to miss it. Now, this is a Rosho. And a lender, a borrower that does this is a Rosho, is an evil man. Shinema Leverosheval Yishalim. Someone who borrows and he can pay back and he doesn't pay back, or he puts himself into circumstances where he cannot pay back because he spends his money foolish, spends this money that he borrowed foolishly or without discipline, then that's Leva Roshe Vele Yishalim. He is a Roshe. V'tzivu chachomim yimomen chavercho choviv olecho kishelcho. The chachomim have commanded that we must guard other people's money the same way as ours. So therefore, just because someone lent it to you, you must give it the same value as your own money. So that's in regards to the second mitzvah. Now we come to the third mitzvah, lav d'neshech, the prohibition of interest. We can ask a question here. We can ask a number of questions. First of all, why did the Torah prohibit the Jew from lending money with interest? It would seem that he's justified in charging for it, because here he has money, he can put it in the bank, get interest, he can put it on fixed deposit, he could invest it in shares, he could do business with it. Money has earning power. Now he gives it to Beror, or he gives it to Chaim. He's lost all of that earning power for a month or 2 months or 6 months or 2 years, whatever it might be. He's lost all of that earning power. He's making no interest on it. He's doing no business with it. Nimtzum ha'esav b'teleis, like the Gemara says. His money is bottled. His money lies idle. So why can't he charge? That's a commodity. We see it's a commodity. You see, it's one of the best commodities in the world, lending money with interest. So why can't a Jew charge on that? What is the reason? The Gemara tells us that at Har Sinai, when they stood at Sinai, and the Jews heard this command that you shall not lend with neshech, they wept. They wept because the door was closed on a very lucrative business. And there's a principle that the Maral always says. He says, whenever we find that someone weeps, Jews weep, that means it goes against the nature of the person. It's against the seichel of the person. In other words, they couldn't understand. All right, they didn't weep when Hashem said you shouldn't steal, because they understand you can't be a ganav. They didn't weep when you said you shouldn't kill, you can't be a ratzeach. Even if it might be lucrative to steal or kill, you're still not allowed to. That they understood. But here, this is a precious commodity. and now we've lost it. So what's the reason for it? We can ask further. We find that there are actually about five mitzvahs that Rambam reckons that have to do with this, three to five mitzvahs that the Rambam reckons that have to, that has to do with the Isser, the prohibition of ribbis. It's a prohibition on the lender, it's a prohibition on the borrower, it's a prohibition on the witnesses, and so forth. There are more, and even after those that the Meinei HaMitzvahs, the counters of the mitzvahs, count, there are many, many times that the Torah doubled and tripled, repeated itself two or three times. As Kesev Leisikach Bemarbis, Leisitein Bemarbis, you shall not give your money with ribbis, you shall not give food with ribbis, and so forth and so on. Many, many times. And far more times than Gezel, than stealing. Now, stealing is when you take something that's not yours, and you take it by force, or you take it without the person's knowledge. Ribbis interest is where the person gives it to me with goodwill. He legally gives it to me. It's an agreement, it's a contract, it's drawn up, and he gives it midaita. So it's not gezel, it's not stealing. Yet we see that the Torah was more machmer, the Torah was more severe when it came to ribbis interest than when it came to stealing. And we can ask a further question, is that we see generally when we have a mishpat, something that our seichel can understand, generally it applies to all people. You shouldn't kill. That's a prohibition by a Jew, it's a prohibition by a non-Jew. You shouldn't take someone else's wife, that's by everyone. You shouldn't steal, that's by everyone. Here we see by ribbis, the Torah was concerned with Jews. Because when it comes to stealing, there the Torah placed a very severe punishment on a non-Jew that steals. When it comes to lending money with interest, that is totally permissible by the non-Jew. This is a prohibition only by Jew to Jew. But when it has to do with non-Jews, non-Jew to non-Jew, or a non-Jew to Jew, or Jew to non-Jew, no, there the Torah never prohibited it. This is exclusively Jew to Jew, Israel to Israel. So there's a very puzzling halacha, and perhaps what we could understand some of the reasons in this. The answer to this is, it's a very deep subject. In general, the halachos of ribbis are also very deep. One of the most difficult prokim, difficult chapters in Shas is Perek Ezu Neshech, in Bometzia, the chapter which deals with the halachos of ribbis. The Maral says in his Netziv Hatzdoko, Perek Vov, perhaps we can try to explain it a bit. He says to understand a bit about this, first we have to understand some principles before that. And that is Tzedakah and Chesed. We have to understand the essence of Tzedakah and Chesed. Firstly, he says, you should know that Tzedakah and Chesed is considered the essence of Chaim. When you do Tzedakah to someone else, you do Chesed to someone else, you're not giving them money, you're not giving them clothing, you're not giving them food. You're giving them life. It's considered the essence of Chaim. As it states in the Torah, V'chai ochicho imoch, or V'chei ochicho imoch. By the mitzvah of Halvor, by the mitzvah of Tzedakah, it says, V'chei ochicho imoch, give him life with you. The Torah considers that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers that life. Or like we have the Pasuk, Tzedakah tatzil mimovis. When you give Tzedakah, it's not that only, which is true, you give money, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you money back. He says, you give money, to my people, I'll make you wealthy. But more, it's Dokon Tatsil Mimovis. I'll give you life. It's a famous case we've learned many times, which illustrates this in the Gemara Bava Basra Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara brings Binyamin HaTzadik was Mamuna Ala Kupa Shel Stoko. He was in charge of the community fund. Pamachas Boso Isha Lefone Mishnei Betzureis. One time a woman came to him in the years of drought. Omrule Rebbe Paniseini, she said, Rebbe, give me Panosho. Om Aloha Veda, he says, I can take an oath. Shein Bekupishol Stoka Klum, there's no money left in the fund. Omrule Rebbe Imanatom and Paniseini, Hare Isha Rishiva Baneho Mesim. So she said, if you will not give me Panosho, a woman with her seven children will die. Omad Upanaso Mishalei. He went to the bank. Took out money from his own money and he gave her money. Liyomim cholo, time went on, he became very sick, but not a lomus, and he was dying. Omru malachi ashores lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The angels came to Hashem, Ribeinu Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Ato Amato Kol HaMakayim Nefesh Achas Mishael Ki Lokayim Olam Mole. You said that whoever saves one life in Israel, it's as if you save an entire world. Ubinyamin atzadik, shehechye isha v'shiva baneho yomus bishonim u'otis. And now Binyamin, who saved a woman with seven children, and you're going to let him die when he's still a young man. Biyad korelek zardinei. Sakorish borchu rescinded the decree. Tano. It was learned, Hosifale Esri Mushtaim Shona Al Shneisva. 22 years were added to his life. And that's Chus. So, Stoker is not merely money, it's life. Because it's Parnoso. The recipient lives from this. And this is why the Torah goes to such elaborate and great extents praising this mitzvah of chesed and tzedaka. You are giving life to someone. That's the first principle. Second principle is the mitzvah of tzedaka and chesed. We find, even though it's a mitzvah by all nations, but it's very, very exclusive, very special to Israel in particular. For example, the Rambam brought that when it comes to doing tzedaka and chesed, there you have to go to the seed of Abraham, to learn this from. Now, why is it? This, he says, because there is no nation in the world that has the oneness that is united like Israel. Mika amcho Yisrael ge echod ba'oretz. Is there someone like Israel, your nation, one nation, a single nation, a united nation in the world? And the seichel, logic, decrees that someone who's from your family, you must help. You have a family. What's a family? It's one unit. So logic decrees that a brother, a sister, a son, a daughter, a father, a mother, for sure you have to help them. You have to give to them. And that's Israel. Israel is one family. And therefore, this mitzvah of tzedaka and chesed is particular, appropriate, and relevant by Israel. And this is why he writes, interestingly, in all of the mitzvahs of tzedaka and chesed, it always writes, ochicho, your brother. For example, ki yelecho evyoncho me'achad achecho, from one of your brethren, or v'cheo ochicho imoch, give life to your brother. This is the reason for it. Because Jews, we are all considered brothers and sisters. And then we go further in this principle. Just like if you have the human body, every limb helps the other limb. If you study anatomy, the makeup of the human body, everything works together. You don't have a situation where the heart says, no, I'll sustain myself, but I'm not giving you anything. Or where the lungs say, no, I'll sustain myself, but I'm not giving you anything. The heart will pump blood to every part of the body. The lungs will purify oxygen for every part of the body. And the same thing with the liver, and the same thing with every aspect of the human body. You don't have a situation where shali shali or shalcho shalcho. What is mine is mine, and what is yours, don't mix with me. Now, it works all together, because it's one unit, it's one body. And Israel is one body. And further, when you have two parts of the body which are very close to each other, they are first in line to receive. For example, the first in line to receive blood from the heart would be the part of the body that's right next to the heart, or oxygen from the lungs, or whatever it might be. The closest we see first. He says that's the Bira Halocha, that's the explanation why Aniye Besei Kodem, that first you give to the poor of your own house, and then to the poor who are further away from you, the poor of your city, and then the poor of other cities. They're first in line, and they're closer. Each one relies on the other one, and each one works together. And going further in this principle of Achdus, this oneness that's found by Israel, this is a testimony to the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. States, Vikam Chi Yisrael Ge Echad Boretz. Israel is one nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. When we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, it means that He encompasses everything, and everything is from Him. And this is how He created the world. So therefore, when there Yisrael is in the world, and Yisrael lives together as one nation, they work together, they give to each other, this is the living testimony of Hashem and His Torah and Mitzvahs. That's why as long as Yisrael is in the world, Kodesh Baruch Hu cannot be forgotten. That's why the great tyrants, who were the great atheists, they knew that the only way they could deny the existence of the Almighty is by first annihilating the Jews. That was the only way. Because as long as the Jews are in the world, that's edus, that's testimony to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is His world. His world is all one. The fact that the world also works like this, the whole world works in correlation and borrows and gives to each other part of the world. If you study ecology, you see how everything is giving to the next thing. If you study the life of the of all life, all wildlife, see, it all works as a unit. The atheists say nature's perfect plan. This is a testimony that the world is one and was created by one creator. Because if the world was not created by one creator, it would not work in its entirety without exception as one perfect unit. There's a medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, Perek Lamed Aleph, that the medrash brings on the principle of giving stocker and giving loans. It says, "Bo urei kol b'riyaisim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu loving zeh mizeh." Come and see that all of the creatures, all of the creations of Hashem, borrow one from the other. It says, "Hayom lova min alaylo, v'halaylo min hayom." The day borrows a little from the night. When the day finishes, there's still some light left. It's actually trespassing into the time zone of the night. Borrows a little time from the night. When the night finishes, in the early dawn, there's still some darkness left. The night is borrowing a little from the day. Halavona lova mina kechovim. The moon borrows a little light from the stars. Hakechovim mina halavona. And the stars from the moon. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world where everything comes on to the next thing in order to take from it and to give from it. Why? Because it's all one and all makes up one. Everything was a separate unit by itself, a separate domain by itself, then that would be Shali Shali v'Shulcho Shulcho. What is mine is mine, is what is yours, and there would be no mixing. But because the whole world is one unit, it all works and coexists in a perfect harmony. For zeh loving mizeh, one borrows from the other, and one gives to the other. Now, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Israel in particular that they should give one to the other. They should do chesed one to the other. They should give tzedakah one to the other. They should lend money one to the other. Because each one is not a separate unit, but Israel together is one unit, and together they create a whole, and therefore each one has to come on to the other. There must be this harmony and coexistence. But this is why we have a klal, we have a principle that states, "Kol Yisrael arevin zeh lezeh." Every Jew is responsible for the next Jew. If some Jews do not keep mitzvahs, it becomes the responsibilities of other Jews to try and perfect this, to try to fix this. We cannot say, "I'll take care of myself and forget about the others. Let them take care of themselves." Kol Yisrael arevim zeh lezeh. Each one is responsible for the other. Now the word arevim, which means responsible, comes from the word iruv. Right now we're learning a sugi of taruvis. It comes from the word iruv, taruvis, the Maral says. That means to mix. We are not individual, isolated entities one from the other. If that would be the case, then we wouldn't, what someone else did has nothing to do with us. But we are one entity altogether. And arevim zeh lezeh means each one is misarev, each one mixes with the other, and together we make up one unit. So this is why the mitzvah of tzedakah and of chesed amongst Jews, it's such a great mitzvah. They are your brothers. Now we come to Ribbish. Interest. If we look at interest, we see it's just totally the antithesis of this, the opposite. When you take interest from a person, you lend him money. The lending of money was called v'cheyochicha imo. You give him life. When you take interest from him, you are giving him death. Like Rashi explained. You're not taking a little from him. It's a little bite that eventually can kill a person. It is just the opposite, the antithesis of giving someone life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, give life to other Jews because you are all part of each other. And the way you can do this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, is by giving him from your money or lending him from your money. If I lend him from my money and I take interest from him, I'm biting him. And what kind of bite is it? It's the bite of the serpent it's compared to. And the serpent is the symbol of death. Why is the serpent the symbol of death? Because it was the serpent that brought death to the world. It was the serpent that went and enticed Chava to eat from the tree. From the tree of Eitz Hadas, Tevera. This is why also the serpent is the symbol of Loshon Hara, because in Loshon Hara it states that the tongue can bring chaim or mavis or death. So in place of giving your fellow Jew life, you are giving him death. Instead of giving him panoso, you are taking it away from him. And you're doing this in the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you to give him life and to make one from Jews. And you're going further. You're dividing Jews. You're making isolated entities between Jews. You're saying, why should I give you my money and it should lie idle by you? It's mine. It's not yours. What is mine is mine, as what is yours is yours. Now by other nations, this is all right, because they do not have the oneness of Israel. You cannot take something that belongs to someone else against his will. But if he willfully wants to give it to you, he makes this agreement with you, it's all right. But Jew to Jew, that they are one, the Torah said, you have to help him with your money. You give him stoker, chesed, you give him a loan, you give him life, and this way one helps the other. They are all one. And now by doing that you bite him, and instead of giving him life, you're taking life away from him. Neshichas anochosh, it becomes the bite of the serpent. And you are dividing Israel, and you're saying, why should I give mine, what's mine, to him? What is mine is mine, and what is yours, you are splitting Klal Israel. So not only are you taking what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to be chayim, and you're making Moves death out of it, but you're taking what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in order to make us into one, and with that you are dividing us. This is why the Torah was so severe on this mitzvah. And, in particular, it only applies to Israel. And finally, this is what the Maral says. We quoted the posuk in Bahar. In Bahar, by Vakzakto, it states, "Es kaspecha leisitein lemeneshech, you shall not give your money with interest." And then it states, "Because I am the Lord your God that took you out of Egypt to give you the land of Canaan, land of Eretz Israel, and to be your God." What does this have to do with it? So the Maral says, because when did we become one nation? When was the halacha, the law of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh, that one Jew becomes responsible for another? The Gemara says there was only
Kishovru Esayadim, only after they crossed the Jordan. That's when they went to Har Evel, Har Grizim, and they took all types of oaths and so forth, where one becomes responsible for the other. It was only after we crossed the Jordan and we went into Eretz Yisrael, there we became one nation totally. And it was in this chus that we came to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has the also the particular level of being one land, one nation, and one God. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I forbid you to lend your money to another Jew with interest, because I, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, I am the Lord your God that has taken you out of Egypt, the land of Egypt, to give you Loseis Lochem as Eretz Canaan, to give you Canaan, the land of Eretz Yisrael, and to be your God. In order to raise up, to rise up to that level, Israel has to be one. And therefore we have this mitzvah. So this evening we learned from this pasuk three mitzvahs. The mitzvah of milva, of lending to a person. The mitzvah of lesiak lekenosha, that you should not be an oppressor to him when it comes to collecting the debt. And the mitzvah that you shall not give your money to another Jew with interest.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.